Hello. It's the Reckless Eric radio show again. Some guy from The Guardian twatted it all over the internet. Who described me as a cross between John Peel and Eeyore. John Peel I can take, though I prefer Terry Wogan for the under-60s. But Eeyore, he sat in the corner of a damp field. Well, to prove him wrong, I've got the party records out today. I'm sure you recognise this one.
In the deserts of Sudan,
you thought it was going to be the other one, didn't you? But it ain't. It's the Top of the Pops one. Though I did have a suspicion at the time that it was Ian making a quick buck. Here we go.
Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me. Hit me. Shatter da, ich liebe dich. Hit me. Hit me. Hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly. Hit me quick. Hit me.
Yes, I think someone will if you don't shut up. Welcome to the Bad Cover Version Show.
Looks nothing like me. I'm so happy for you. I heard an old girlfriend has turned to the church. She's trying to replace me, but it'll never work.
Like the last days of South Pole. cared for Maria.
Don't sound too bad, does it, until you hear the original, of course, which was so much better. Well, this version comes from an album called Smash Hits 71. There's a picture of a chick on the front. She's got this kind of come hither look, and she's holding a baby, and she's got no bikini top on, but the baby is covering the top part. The breasts are covered by the baby, and the baby is wearing a matching diaper to her bikini bottom there, which has got a big safety pin through it. And it's got some smashing titles on it. Did You Ever, I'm Still Waiting, Hot Love, My Sweet Lord, Banner Man, Indiana Wants Me, Never Ending Song of Love, Chirpy Chirpy, Cheep Cheep, I Did What I Did for Maria. Fantastic. But of course it doesn't say who did them. And there's a good reason for that. This is the original I Did What I Did for Maria by the wonderful Tony Christie.
Sunrise, this is the last day that I'll ever see. Out in the courtyard, they're ready for me. But I go to my Lord with no fear, 'cause I did what I did for Maria. As I rode into town with the sun going down, all the windows were barred, there was no one around. For they knew that I'd come with my hand on my gun and revenge in my heart for Maria, my dearest departed Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life, and somebody must die for the death of my wife. Yes, I did what I did for Maria. I did what I did for Maria. Laughter echoed across from the end of the street. There was the man I was burning to meet, and my mind was so calm and so clear as I took my revenge for Maria. And he fell to the ground, raising dust all around, but I knew he was dead long before he went down. It was quick, it was clean, made it easy on him, which is more than he did for Maria, when he did what he did to Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life, and somebody must die for the death of my wife. Yes, I did what I did for Maria. I did what I did for Maria. This is the last day that I'll ever see. Out in the courtyard, they're ready for me, but I go to my Lord with no fear, 'cause I did what I did for Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life, and somebody must die for the death of my wife. Yes, I did what I did for Maria. I did what I did for Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life, and somebody must die for the death of my wife. Yes, I did what I did for Maria. I did what I did for Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life.
Somebody should die for some of these cover versions, but I don't expect they will. People made a living out of it. I mean, you can hear particularly the rhythm stick one, you can hear these guys who probably got really excited that they were going to play good music. I found an internet site of Tony Rivers, who used to be the singer in Harmony Grass, who I think used to be Unit 4 Plus 2 and then mutated into Capability Brown, who mutated into Crazy Cat and gave it all up, and the keyboard player became our lighting man, and the lead guitar player and singer became our tour manager. He was called Tony Ferguson. I don't know if you can follow that, because I can't. Well, how was I? I've forgotten. It's all that music going on in the background. Anyway. Oh, yeah, that's right. Tony Rivers. That's who I'm talking about. Tony Rivers. He was one of the singers who did this kind of stuff. And he had a lot to say about, on his website, about doing the Sex Pistols, who he thought were awful. And he sang it in his Norman Wisdom voice, because that's what he thought Johnny Rotten sounded like. I haven't got the Sex Pistols one, but I have got this version of Virginia Plain. Let's see what they do on this. Let's see if they get the bad edit on the front.
All signed and sealed, a ticket to Robert E. D. Usher.
Well, it sounds like they're playing some rubbish on the front before it comes in. What are we going to... I don't know, Donald. I'll just make some freaky noises on this new synthesizer. Think it's time for the original. When this came out, I was 18 years old, and the beginning of it was the most exciting thing that I'd ever heard on a jukebox.
So chic, do you ever love we? Babies of the mountain streamline, midnight blue casino floors, dance the cha-cha through to sunrise, opens up exclusive doors for a while. Just like the windows look the same, so me and you, just we two, got to search for something new.
Took DJs by surprise. It didn't take me by surprise, because I know what I'm doing here. you'll notice I'm not talking about the 80s. You know, the 80s was when the cover version came of age, and you had all them dreadful groups like We've Got Ourselves a Fuzz Box and We're Going to Use It, and didn't they do some cover versions, and then those boy bands, and then that dreadful version of the Troggs song that was in the film about the weddings and the funeral. Four Weddings and a Funeral. What was the name of that song? I can't remember, but I remember the Troggs very well. But these Top of the Pops albums, am I being too much like Eeyore, do you think? These Top of the Pops albums, anyway, they've got great sleeve notes. As we were saying on the sleeve of our last Top of the Pops album, SHM 825 Volume 31... This series is the recording phenomenon of the day. And I haven't got that one either. If anyone's got that one, can you post it to me? And you all helped us to keep up the fantastic pace. That last issue was one of our best sellers in a best-selling series, and in the middle of summer too. Now look at the great 12 tracks we've chosen for you on this album. We think they're great, but we also hope you will think them great. We've tried so hard to give you high up the charts songs and, as always, the finest value for money in the history of LP albums. Are they mad? Are they absolutely mad? You could buy that Gino Washington album, Sifters, Shifters and Finger Popping Mummers, or Shifters, Fisters and, oh, I don't know, something about Finger Popping Mummers anyway. And you could buy that for about 12 and 11. Oh, I don't know how much these albums cost, but they were budget price and there was a furor about it because they sold 350,000 one episode of it or issue or whatever it is. And it got to the top of the charts, which displeased a lot of the people who worked in the music business, so they outlawed budget-priced albums as chart records, and of course the rest is history. Anyway, this record that's playing underneath is, I thought it was a cop of David Bowie's version, but I realise it's actually a cop of the Lulu version, and that's why it's so radically different. And the reason it actually doesn't sound bad is because it's sung, I think, by this woman, Tina Charles, who had this fantastic hit, which I'm going to play now and make no apology for.
Around.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mono edition of the Beatles. Well, this isn't the Beatles. Why the hell should I play the Beatles? I campaign ceaselessly to have those mono things re-released by ridiculing the stereo records. Now I'm going to ridicule a cover version as a protest.
There's nothing you can do that can be done. Nothing you can sing that can be sung.
Never sent me a free copy. I don't like to ask. It seems rude. But I think that they should give me a copy, don't you? Well, yes, they should.
Nothing you can make that can be made.
Well, they're not going to, so there's no use in bleating on about it. So, this version comes from an album called Smash Hits that's got kind of flower graphics with all the titles of all the fabulous songs that they've covered. And it's got a big flower at the top left that says 12 and 6, which is approximately about 50-something pence, or something euros. It's sod all, anyway. 12 smash hits, superbly recorded. Can you tell the difference between these and the original sounds? And right in the middle of the flower, over 12 and 6, it's got a sticker that says, increased to only 13 and 11.
All you need is love.
All you need is cash.
All you need is love. All you need is love.
That was a subtle Ruttles reference, by
love
the way.
Love is all you need. There's nothing you can melt.
You know, if I didn't say anything, a lot of people wouldn't know that this wasn't the real thing. This isn't the real thing. This isn't the Beatles. Right, let's play something else.
And when, although I wasn't there, he said I was his friend, which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone a long, long time ago. I roamed, I gazed a gazeless stare at all the millions here. We must have died alone a long, long time ago. Thank you.
that was Lloyd Beamish and his Overtures, obviously, with their fabulous version of The Man That Fell in a Manhole. And there's a connection here with this record. I'll tell you what it is afterwards. If I was really pro, I'd make this into a quiz or something, but I'm not. And anyway, you won't get the answer in a million years. Here's Mickey Jupp.
Many's the time I've been up early morning, made my way downtown. Down to the station, I got a reservation on a Greyhound. Showed my ticket to the man, stole my suitcase, everybody all aboard. Take my seat, driver starts a motor and we're on the road. And we're just to hold you for a while. 142 miles cross country just to see you smile.
And the other connection is that the drummer from Mickey Jupp's band was Bill Fifield, who became Bill Legend and joined T-Rex. And, of course, Tony Visconti produced The Man Who Sold the World and also played the bass on it. And the other weird thing is that the guitar player on Cross Country is Mo Whittam. And Mo Whittam retired to a life of making, this is what I've been told, retired to a life of making cover versions for like Top of the Pops albums or whatever kind of albums, smash hits albums, out somewhere east of Southend, which is as easterly as you can get without falling into the North Sea. Sad, really, because he was a great guitar player. Still, he's probably given us a lot of pleasure.
It's one thing to know it, but another to admit we're the worst band in the world, but we don't give up. I don't want to drink my whiskey like you.
No, don't give up now, your ambition. No matter where the
difference. Well, see some of you on Saturday in Bristol, and for anyone else, we'll see you next week and try not to be late next time. Thank you very much and goodbye. Thanks for everything, for the support and all the rest of it. And if you want an email or anything like that, the address is, of course, www.lauren.com. Okay, and leave comments and stuff like that. And if anyone says they answered the quiz, I'll send them a prize. Well, I won't send them a prize because I'm a liar. I'll play a record for you or something. Good night.